is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin with the race for the White House. Vice President Harris is in Pittsburgh prepping for next week's debate, while CBS's Linda Kenyon reports former President Trump is talking economy in New York.
We delivered an economic miracle, which Kamala and Joe turned into an economic disaster.
Speaking at the Economic Club in New York, Trump said that includes cutting government waste.
I will create a government efficiency commission tasked with conducting a complete financial and performance audit of the entire federal government.
And he says billionaire Elon Musk, who suggested the commission in the first place, would lead it.
At an event in Wisconsin, President Biden addressed the latest school shooting.
As a nation, we cannot continue to accept the carnage of gun violence.
That violence at Appalachie High School, where a 14-year-old opened fire, killing two students and two teachers. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Winder, Georgia.
Police say he was armed with an AR platform-style weapon. A chaplain who is aiding law enforcement has a message for parents.
Talk to your children. Be engaged in your children's life. One conversation can change a whole lot. One conversation can cost a whole lot.
Law enforcement says it did pay a visit to the suspect and his father in May of 2023, following reports that the then 13-year-old had possibly threatened to shoot up a middle school the next day.
Hunter Biden wants a plea deal. The judge in his tax evasion trial is expected to decide whether to accept it or not tomorrow. CBS's Erica Brown with more on the charges.
Prosecutors say Hunter Biden engaged in a four-year scheme to avoid paying at least $1.4 million in taxes and classified some personal luxury expenses as business deductions.
FBI agents searched the homes of several top aides of New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Not exactly clear what they're looking for yet, but agents seized some electronic devices. Well, it is September. NFL football's back, and many people are ready for sweater weather, but it still feels like midsummer in parts of the West. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
102 in Portland. That's one of the warmest September days they have ever had. Further south in Medford, Oregon, getting to 105 today. San Francisco under a heat advisory.
You craving some seafood for dinner?
New crispy dragon shrimp. One of seven endless choices for just $20.
Red Lobster has new ownership and is on its way out of bankruptcy. There will be about 544 locations, keeping more than 30,000 employees on the job. It was that endless shrimp deal that was allegedly part of their downfall. People shoveled too many in. They were losing money over it. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 219 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Alders went into closed session before approving the deal that'll send more water to the Microsoft site. The problem between the municipalities over water service stems from an agreement that included Foxconn promised jobs, which haven't materialized. Gateway is the first technical college in the state to be designated as a Hispanic-serving institution by the U.S. Department of Education. That opens up Gateway to apply for federal grants. The Pleasant Prairie Parks Department has started work at Prairie Springs Park. They're upgrading 30-year-old playground equipment and creating a space to accommodate children of all ages and abilities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is entering his second season as a starter and is excited for the opportunity to open the year in Brazil.
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen the NFL game. Might be the first NFL game. So I'm excited for it. And like you said, first one. So it'll be very exciting.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, some showers lingering, otherwise a cloudy sky and lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, maybe a pop-up shower, afternoon and evening, high upper 60s. Sunshine for the weekend and warming up, mid-60s Saturday, mid-70s Sunday. It's 82 right now.
And timeless hits are back on WRJN, and Paul Harvey's back too with archived versions of the rest of the story. You can hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again with Cindy Huber at 12:05. It's Paul Harvey twice each weekday on WRJN.
When the truth is found.
from Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long.
I got.
Eugene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, recently, Don Rosen spoke with Denise Lockwood from Racine County I, who went to both the DNC and the RNC.
And why did you go?
Yeah, because
you can watch it on TV and listen on radio.
Right. Well, and the reason why, you know, Heather and I had a really big conversation about why we wanted to go. And we were like, because the media, you know, kind of, it's really taken a hit over the last 20, 30 years. Like 80% of all of the newsrooms, corporate-owned newspapers are gone, right? And so the meat and potato journalism is largely done by local media when you're talking about policy and local, how does it impact me here? So it's not just about parroting back what people say, but really looking through the lens of the policies. And I'm a policy nerd. And at the end of the day, we decided there were three major buckets of story that we wanted to pull through the needle of how does this policy impact Racine County. And that was housing, immigration, and the economy, which also kind of includes education and things along that line. But how do we kind of absorb and make decisions regarding how we vote versus the policies that both parties have? Because I think there's a major void because we're so stuck on social media and the little sound bites that we hear, and that invokes an emotional response. But really thinking critically of how do we implement these policies into our lives, and they impact us in such a direct way.
That's Denise Lockwood from the Racine County I, is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org. /Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
On WRJN tonight, we could see a shower or thunderstorm overnight, mostly cloudy and a low of 58. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 67, maybe a chance of an afternoon shower.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite, you need a little bit of soul to put you right. You gotta bend like you wanna be in the prayer. Together, I can't
matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Nobody covers Racine's local news like WRJN does. We've been doing it for 97 years now. And if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search WRJN News Online. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden was in Vernon County today talking about new investments in clean energy for rural America.
Here in Westby, you know, I'm proud to announce that $7.3 billion in grants to 16 electrical co-ops nationwide to help rural communities.
Dairyland Power Co-op will be getting $573 million for new solar and wind power projects. And there's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Racine Common Council went into closed session before approving the deal that'll send more water to Mount Pleasant. Alders broke and spoke privately for about 30 minutes before okaying an extension of water service to the Microsoft site. The problem between municipalities over water service stems from an agreement that included Foxconn promised jobs, which haven't materialized. Alders say they still want to work to update the utility agreements. It's been reported the $3.3 billion Microsoft plan was being held up by the lack of an approval. Those speaking Spanish have it a little easier at one local college. Gateway has become the state's first technical college to be designated as a Hispanic-serving institution by the U.S. Department of Education. That means at least 25% of the student population is Hispanic and that new money is available. Hispanic-serving institutions are eligible to apply for federal grants. 30-year-old playground equipment is getting replaced in Kenosha County. The Pleasant Prairie Parks Department has started work at Prairie Springs Park. The project, approved by the Village Board earlier this year, will feature new inclusive play structures and a poured-in-place rubber surface. That's meant to accommodate children of all ages and abilities. Construction is expected to take a couple of weeks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, some showers lingering, otherwise a cloudy sky and lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, maybe a pop-up shower afternoon and evening, high upper 60s. Sunshine for the weekend and warming up, mid-60s Saturday, mid-70s Sunday. It's 82 right now.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, a study says the handles on our kitchen appliances are the grossest, germiest things in our homes. Not mine. I've trained my dog on how to lick the spilled food off the oven door handle. are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we encourage you to be a voter this fall. Just go to our company's website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you can find information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your district, and statewide races, too. So do your civic duty and be a voter this fall.
My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Let me ask you a question. Should you take your shoes off at home? Well, maybe you kick your shoes off because you don't want to track dirt across the clean carpets or floors, or maybe it's just a relief to shed them. But if you regularly take them off, mainly because you're worried about harmful bacteria from the outside getting inside and making you sick, you can probably relax. Those concerns are overblown, according to experts who say that more pressing health risks are often overlooked. A professor and microbiologist at the University of Arizona studied how many and which kinds of bacteria linger on the bottom of shoes. The study indicated that bacteria can be tracked by shoes over a long distance into your home or personal space, but in the hierarchy of potential health hazards at home, bacteria-caked shoes rank comparatively low, so relax.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
The morning's past, the gas and flies, the kids are flung across the stars. as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman. I will talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
WRJN. We'll be right back.
the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A federal judge says yes to Hunter Biden's guilty plea in his tax evasion case. CBS's Erica Brown is in the courtroom.
The judge has accepted that open plea for all 9 charges, that guilty plea. He faces up to 17 years in prison and a maximum fine of up to $1.5 million.